The silent majority needs a voice. The good news is Gruber is ready to go. Here's Steve.
Continuing the conversation now, tax day right around the corner. You know, it gets tougher every year. How much do you want? You know, they seem to want more all the time. It's just the way it feels to me. Here to discuss not my tax pain, but taxes in general in the future as we look at it, Grover Norquist, Americans for Tax Reform President. Grover, welcome back.
Good to be with you.
Always good to have you here, my friend. So tax day right around the corner. So I keep hearing this, and I want you to help me set the record straight here. This whole notion that somehow people aren't getting the tax returns they used to, the left has picked up on this narrative, well, only 17% of the people are getting the refund they thought they were getting, and they're upset because of the tax deal, blah, blah, blah. The fact of the matter is most people got more money through the course of the year, didn't they?
They did. And the idea that people had smaller refunds was actually not true. The establishment press was such in a hurry to find something wrong with the tax cut, realizing perhaps that the discussion of the Republic of Russia and collusion was going to come to an end, and they had to have something to talk about, and they didn't want to talk about the success of the jobs, the millions of jobs created, the new opportunities, the amount of money that people have in their own pockets instead of have to give to government. They didn't want to talk about taxes, but when it came out a couple of weeks ago, a couple of months ago actually, there's some people who are not who are paying somewhat. So they're not getting as big a refund as previous years. They jumped on that. First of all, it didn't matter.
Well, they don't have much else to go with.
Yeah, what matters is whether or not you're paying more or less in taxes, not whether you gave it to the government last year or this year. And so they jumped on it and talked about it. Turns out, you know, there really was no difference at all. A few dollars between the size of your refund. What is interesting and what they don't talk about is the fact that 90% of American taxpayers are paying significantly less in taxes than they used to.
What do you think the ability of this president would be to get things done if he got 20% positive coverage or 25% positive coverage? I mean, he gets almost no positive coverage on anything he does, whether it's tax policy or the fact that the Mueller report has gone out the window. 2 years of investigating or more showed nothing. So the left is apoplectic. They're trying to find something, and there must be truth in the Mueller report. Don't you find it a bit amusing, Grover, when you watch these senators hammering William Barr, well, you know, this and that, and you need to tell us that, and they're arguing with the only guy in the room that's actually seen the report, and they're speculating with the only guy in the room that's actually seen the report. Pretty dangerous game to play, I would say.
Well, they have to do it now, because in a few weeks, when the report is fully released, they won't even be able to pretend. For 675 days, the left said, you know, this is what might be in the bill, in the report. This might be in the report. People are all going to be this X, Y, and Z. And then the report comes out, and it turns out none of that was true.
None of it.
And the left, from the beginning, there was nothing there. The FBI knew that they were, at least some of the people in the FBI knew, that they were going to operate off of fake news, off of the idea that, you know, this was put together by Democrats, made up, and allowed them to go attack people.
Right? Well, you know what's worse about it, you know, while you're going down, that we know now that there were operatives working for the FBI actively targeting and going trolling to try to get the Trump campaign members to jump on board. They went fishing for them, trying to snag them into something to do anything, and it didn't work. And I think that maybe they relied on the idea that, well, you know, we'll do this and he'll at least we can get him to obstruct justice. We got him on that. And that didn't happen either.
No, that's why they wanted to have some sort of conversation with him early. They kept wanting to interview him and so on. Because, of course, all you have to do is say something that's slightly wrong in an interview, and you're obstructing justice. You're lying. Or that they say is wrong. Yeah, no. They were planning on using this attack to end the Trump administration. It didn't work. And so when somebody says, you know, the size of the refund isn't as big as it used to be, which is ridiculous idea. Who cares if it's bigger or smaller? You want smaller, by the way. You want a small refund. You don't want to give the government a big, free.
Unfortunately, a lot of people don't think that way. A lot of people think, oh, I got a big refund. I can go do this and this. They can't manage their money well enough, so they let the government hold on to it. Yeah. I mean, that's the crazy thing, Grover. You know that.
Yeah, you a big refund meant you could have had that money last week.
Yeah, here. Exactly.
If you've been paying attention.
All right, so let me ask you this about some other things that are on the horizon, including the possibility of an increased federal gas tax. What do you think of that? Because that's something being put forth. Here in Michigan, there's been a proposal put forth to raise the gas tax in the state by 45 cents a gallon. Then if you put a federal increase on that, we'd be looking at maybe the most expensive gas in America. Lucky us.
Look, the other team is always arguing for a gas tax. They don't fix the potholes. They don't widen the roads. They do not fix the bridges year after year after year. And one of the reasons they don't is they go, you know, if we don't fix the roads, then we can say to people, we need more money for roads. And what's painful is, of course, that every time they do get more money, they siphon money away from roads. Every year, the federal government has a big tax for roads. What do they do? Well, 18 cents of that dollar, road dollars, go to things that are not roads. They go to building parks and things like that. Many states have huge amounts of money. Wisconsin had $100 million a year for 10 years, so $1 billion in Wisconsin before Governor Walker, the Republican, who won in 2010.
Right. He almost won this last time around. He became awfully close.
For $1 billion was taken on tax dollars for roads. They were supposed to go to roads, and went to something else. Went into the general fund. $1 billion.
Let me ask you this before we run for the day. Do you think overall that the tax deal put in place in December of 2017 is working? It's just a simple, and I'll give you the last word on that.
90% of Americans got a clear tax cut. We have more jobs and more opportunities than we did before, so the economy is growing well. And the government raised as much money this year as last year. Even with the lower taxes, we raised about the same amount of money. Means economic growth helped bring in money that was not there before we had the economic growth. So
there you go.
The tax cut's a big deal.
And it's working. Victory. There you go. Grover Norquist, always good having you here. Tax day on Monday. If you missed the memo, make sure you get on that. Grover, good talking to you.
Good to be with you.
There you go. Grover Norquist, everybody. Tax reform, Americans for Tax Reform president, and just a great resource for this program. Always there for us when we need him. And don't forget to pay your taxes. And if your refund is smaller, check your bottom line for the year. It's the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. A crucial role of the Michigan Chamber is to listen to our members, gain an understanding of their business challenges, and provide real solutions to help them succeed. For the past 60 years, the Michigan Chamber has delivered powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members who represent over 1 million employees across the state. As a member-driven organization, we keep our members at the center of all we do. We are proud to be the leading voice of business in Michigan. And together, we can make a difference to ensure Michigan is the best place to create jobs and support free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I liked things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things, like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I'd do the same things over and over. Until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. A message from the U.S. Department of Health.